here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 30th of April, 2015. It was on this date, 1859, Charles Dickens's A Tale of Two Cities was first published. It came out in serial form in a new weekly magazine all the year round, which Dickens himself had founded. And A Tale of Two Cities was on the front page of the first issue. Thanks to his popularity, the first issue sold 125,000 copies. The magazine was successful from the start. Dickens's investment paid off, and he serialized Great Expectations in the magazine 1 year later. A Tale of Two Cities, which begins, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief, it was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light, it was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope, it was the winter of despair. We had everything before us, we had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven, we were all going direct the other way." It's the birthday of Annie Dillard, born in Pittsburgh, 1945. She wrote her master's thesis on Thoreau's Walden. Then she moved to a cabin in the Blue Ridge Mountains and kept a daily journal of her observations of nature, her thoughts about religion, wrote in old notebooks and on 4x6-inch index cards. And her book, Pilgrim at Tinker Creek, published in 1974, won the Pulitzer Prize for nonfiction. She was only 29 years old. Her most recent work is a novel, The May Trees. On this day in 1803, the United States bought the French claim to Louisiana Territory for $15 million, which was borrowed from European banks at 6% interest. It's the birthday of Alice B. Toklas, born in 1877, Gertrude Stein's partner. It was Gertrude Stein who wrote the book entitled The Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas, which was actually Stein's own autobiography. But Toklas did write the Alice B. Toklas cookbook, which included the famous recipe for hashish fudge. Here's a poem for today by Charles Wright, "Looking West from Laguna Beach at Night." I've always liked the view from my mother-in-law's house at night. Oil rigs off Long Beach, like floating lanterns out in the smog, dark Pacific, stars in the eucalyptus, lights of airplanes arriving from Asia, and town lights littered like broken glass around the bay and back up the hill. In summer, dance music is borne up on the sea winds from the hotel's beach deck far below, twist and shout, or begin the begin. It's nice to think that somewhere someone is having a good time, and pleasant to picture them down there, turned out, tipsy and flushed, in their white shorts and their turquoise shirts. Later, I like to sit and look up at the mythic history of Western civilization, pinpricked and clued through the zodiac. I'd like to be able to name them, say what's what and how who got where, curry the physics of metamorphosis and its end game. But I've spent my life knowing nothing. Looking West from Laguna Beach at Night by Charles Wright, from Negative Blue, Selected Later Poems, published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their favorite poem project, Florida, invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favoritepoemflorida. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.